someone needed to write this book. On the plane ride home from Detroit, I decided that if the universe delivers signs, mine couldn't be any clearer. Two of the world's most respected observers of the business world had told me that I needed to write this book. I reached into the seat pocket and pulled out an air sickness bag and wrote out a list of the three questions that would become the basis for the breakthrough company. 1. Why do most companies start small and stay that way? 2. What is special about the handful of companies that successfully break through the entrepreneurial stage of development? 3. What can a leader do to ensure that his company maximizes its chances for breakthrough? You might think that there would be hundreds of books on the subject, but a quick review of the bookshelves at any bookstore proves otherwise. Business books tend to fall into two broad categories. 1. How-to books for small business owners on subjects like basic management, sales, etc. And 2. Books on leadership and management that focus primarily on the very largest businesses. In fact, 99% of business advice churned out by the publishing and consulting industries is written for people working at giant firms. Think I'm exaggerating? Consider this. In America, only about 0.1% of businesses ever achieve annual sales of $250 million, a tiny size relative to the companies in Good to Great. And yet, the majority of business books written clearly focus on that top 0.1%. Does it seem like every magazine article or book you pick up mentions the same companies? That's because they do. We went to the Harvard Business Review website and typed in the names of 5 companies that seem to pop up most often in magazine articles and business books. Here's what we found. 502 articles mentioned IBM. 438 articles mentioned General Electric. 122 articles mentioned Dell Computer. 169 articles mentioned Walmart, and 73 articles mentioned Southwest Airlines. The 5 big companies produced a total of 1,304 search hits from the roughly 2,000 articles that have been published since the HBR was founded in 1922. Even after adjusting for the fact that many articles refer to more than one of the Big 5 in the same article, nearly 50% of all the articles ever published by HBR mention at least one of the 5 companies. In fact, nearly 25% of the articles mentioned IBM alone. These are all great companies, and I'm sure they have much to teach us about running a business. Does it stand to reason, however, that just 5 firms account for 50% of the business knowledge created over the past 80 years? And what really can the leader of a small or mid-sized firm learn by studying the ways of IBM? Wouldn't it be better if a person studied the success factors of firms more like his or her own? If you are like most business people, you live a very different life from the ones lived by business celebrities described in the headlines of Business Week and the Wall Street Journal. You don't relax in company-owned New York apartments, travel about in teak-paneled private jets, or enjoy severance packages that guarantee you riches whether or not you succeed at your job. Instead, chances are you live your life on the ground, shoulder to shoulder with your troops, fighting for beachheads in tough markets. And you're probably also genuinely and deeply interested in what your company makes or creates, whether it be equipping the world's largest telecommunications companies with the latest technology or distributing construction materials. To you, a business is far more than boxes on an organization chart or a collection of assets to be exploited. Your company is probably a place where people band together and do what humans have been doing since they left the caves, working together to build something important, something bigger than themselves. Most of us will never run an IBM or a GE, but millions of us around the world run mid-sized entrepreneurial companies, some of which have the potential to become significant, lasting, and difference-making organizations. But which ones? What are the characteristics that will separate those that break through from those that don't? And what can we do as leaders to help our organizations maximize their potential for breakthrough? My research team and I, along with a panel of thought leaders, have spent the past 5 years searching for answers to those questions. We set out to discover what enables little firms to become big. Our search led us to create and analyze what we believe is the most comprehensive database of more than 7,000 of America's fastest-growing private and public companies. In addition, we have talked to more than 1,400 key executives and reviewed and cataloged more than 5,600 articles. And to make sure we understood the issues from the inside out, we conducted intensive 90-day studies with 52 firms ranging in size from $9 million to $3 billion in annual sales. My goal was to conduct the most exhaustive research ever undertaken on the subject and to write the book I had always wanted to read, the one that fills in some of the details of the territory that lies just beyond the entrepreneurial stage of development. I wanted to identify the secrets of breakthrough.